paintings, pottery, and various other works of art will fill the Harry E. Kelly River Park in Fort Smith today and tomorrow at the 10th Annual Art in the Park. Proceeds from the event will benefit the new Fort Smith Regional Art Museum. Co-organizer Peter Lippincott explains that the museum is the rebirth of an old organization.
It used to be called the Fort Smith Art Center, and we have closed our doors as the Fort Smith Art Center and are currently renovating a 15,000-square-foot building that was donated by Arvest and the Walton family to the to the Art Center, and that's now going to be a regional art museum. We're making connections with Crystal Bridges and also with the Smithsonian to become an affiliate member of the Smithsonian so we can get exhibitions that they produce and have available for traveling. And so what was very much kind of a homegrown art center is going to be much more of a player on the state level as a museum with traveling exhibitions and a lot more to offer.
Originally, proceeds from the fundraiser were given to Habitat for Humanity, but this will be the second year that the benefiting organization will be the Fort Smith Regional Art Museum. Lippincott has participated in the event for the last 5 years and says his co-organizer is the one who founded the event a decade ago.
Pat Little is the one who got it all started, and she's been involved with lots of charities in the Fort Smith area over the years. She likes craft shows and art shows to a fault almost. She just loves to go around and visit them, and her husband suggested that she should organize one and put it on here in Fort Smith, and that was the impetus for it 10 years ago.
The artwork has been divided into two sections, crafts and fine arts. During the two-day event, the public will be able to view and purchase the art, as well as enjoy some other festivities.
The first day, it's a reception on Friday evening. That's the 1st of October, and that goes from 5 to 8. And at that time, there'll be hors d'oeuvres and a wine tasting, along with being able to view the art. Then on Saturday, we go from 9 to 5, and there'll be a children's activity area so that kids can come and make some art of their own. And both days there'll be music the whole time that's also going on. Various, I think there's a choral group from Northside High School that'll be singing on Friday night, and then a series of local combos and bands and things will be playing on Saturday.
In addition to helping organize the event, Lippincott will be displaying and selling his pottery.
I do a lot of functional ware. Almost everything that I make, it's all made with glazes and in a way that it could be used. But some of the things I make are not functional because they're either too big or just made to be decorative. But a lot of what I make is functional, and even within the functional, there's a wide range. So I make cups and bowls and vases and other little serving trays and salt and pepper shakers and cream and sugar sets. And
those who attend the event will not only be able to view various types of art, but learn more about the new art museum as well.
We do this activity to raise some funds, but really to raise our profile in the community, and as kind of a way to give back to families and individuals in the region.
Admission to the event is free, but Lippincott says they will be taking donations. More information is available at 479-651-6104. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.